Tradition and change in urban policies and heritage preservation means in the San Pedro neighborhood of Cusco's historic center. Pedro Javier Fernandez Diaz, Kenny Robert Alvarez Tito, Victor Marcelino Quispi Calo, Yanni Pacheco Huacac, Maria del Carmen Vicente Pastor, Silvia Yanith Espinoza Lara. Abstract. The following study focuses on the most remarkable tools employed in the protection and management of cultural heritage in the traditional neighborhood of San Pedro, located in the southwest area of the historic center of Cusco. It analyzes different urban development plans for the city of Cusco. The institutional policies of the National Culture Institute Inc., in Spanish. Missions such as Kubler's mission, which are limited to providing recommendations for the conservation and protection of pre-Hispanic and colonial real estate. Also, the study broaches an instance of international technical cooperation, which was carried out in Block No. 127, by the NGO Women Poma de Ayala and the World Monument Walk. It rehabilitated mansions and houses in order to improve the standard of living of 302 inhabitants. The study also analyzes the municipal management of the province of Cusco, period 20,112,014, which started the updating of three documents, the master plan of the historic center of Cusco, the urban register, and management and administration of the historic center. The latter has turned out to be a register and catalog of buildings and urban environments, and of construction work for the improvement of traffic in the streets of Arcopada, Mloc, Avenida Alta, Avenida Baja, Vitoque and Nueva Baja. Finally, the different problems that the San Pedro neighborhood suffers are identified, such as ambulatory trade, the abandonment of colonial houses, and vehicular and pedestrian congestion in the plaza. Also, we broach the discussion of which entity should be in charge of the management and administration of the historic center. To conclude, we put forth a proposal that combines concepts and central questions to determine the formation of an appropriate management entity. The latter should be composed of public and private institutions under the leadership of the provincial municipality, so that it obtains the necessary political and financial backing to carry out its tasks.